Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Well, we certainly know the damage that stress does in our body. We learn more and more about those cortisol levels and those feelings of stress and anxiety that can so damage your physiological and your mental health. Well, today we're talking about how financial stress can damage your health. We all certainly know what that feels like, the worry of not having enough money to pay your bills, to do things that you need. My guest is George Pavlik. He's the founder of Prime Path America. Welcome to the show, George. Stress. Financial stress. I am a trainer. I'm an exercise physiologist. Some of my clients have more money than I could even imagine. And yet some of them still have stress, but not the same kind of stress that's the most of us feel. What is this doing to us, and what can we do about the financial constant worry?
Well, financial stress is very prevalent in our society today, unfortunately. 72% of American adults reflect stress about their current financial situation, over 7 out of 10. And over two-thirds of people, according to our research, live paycheck to paycheck, with a third of them not paying their bills on time. And then you compound that with the identity theft challenges that are occurring every 3 seconds in our country. It's not surprising that financial challenges are the number one cause of divorce.
Wow, I'm sure that's true. And we know that that psychological stress takes a toll on our physical selves. What do you recommend? I want to get to the meat of this, George, because what do you recommend people do when you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're always constantly worrying about how you're going to pay your next bills?
Well, there really are only four or five alternatives. One, of course, is you can do nothing, which certainly don't recommend that, but it's prevalent. The second option people do is they make minimum payments. And again, we don't recommend that. We have a situation here just last week where a person has taken 23 years to pay off a very minimal debt by making minimum payments. That's ridiculous.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah, the third option is people can try to negotiate with the creditors. But very frankly, the financial services system is a setup to minimize your effectiveness when a layman tries to negotiate directly with the creditors. The fourth option is you can file bankruptcy, which is a tool, but it's a double-edged sword. In some cases, it provides some benefits, but there are some negative sides to it that often are not, unfortunately, articulately communicated by the attorneys. And the final option is to seek reliable, proven debt resolution assistance. There are people that specialize in this field, have a proven track record with credibility, and have done it for years with success.
I heard a financial expert once say, don't lower your spending, increase your income. And I am somebody who's a budget queen. I mean, you wouldn't believe what I make happen with what I earn. And so it's kind of amazing. And I hear people say also, George, oh, well, the credit cards, you get better credit if you don't pay off your credit cards. And I think that's full of crap, because I think I have great credit, and it's because I pay off my credit cards every time because I try not to use them unless I have to. I use cash when all possible.
The problem we have with a lot of this is the generalization of this advice. In some cases, parts of the advice are accurate and true. In other cases, they're not. And also, as the process of resolution unfolds, the answers change. The process unfolds, things happen, and it's an evolutionary process in the resolution of debt. Typically, with our clients, we'll take 2 to 3, sometimes even longer years, to resolve their credit or to resolve their debt, but then at the end of the process, we also repair their credit. So they end up with the debt resolved in a way that they can handle it, and they have their credit either back or on the way coming back.
So it's about debt resolution, and I am also somebody who would like to have no mortgage. I don't care if it's interest deductible. I just want that peace of mind. What do you recommend when people say, increase your income or reduce your spending or look for these resolutions? What do you tell people?
Well, one of the things, again, when people become a client of our firm, is in effect we freeze their debt payments. We hold it. By filing power of attorney as their representative, we enter into a process of resolution, and it's a inquiring as to the legitimacy of the debt. That takes time. The negotiation process takes time. So we can basically buy people a period of time where they don't have to make these horrendous payments. And during that process, it's not wasted. We're working with them to formulate an effective strategy that's affordable for them so that as the process of resolution begins to occur, they can comfortably handle the monthly payments. It is a process, and each situation is individual, and it's customized. So there's no boilerplate answer here. There's no one thing that works in every situation. That's one of the things we do is bond with our clients and work very closely with them on a one-on-one basis to arrive at that personal strategy that works best for them over time.
If somebody's living paycheck to paycheck, George, but they are able to pay their bills, do you tell them to just keep going like they're going? But if they're worried about the savings or they're worried about the future, how can you do both? I mean, what you're talking about in the freezing and the working with people seems to be for people in debt that can't seem to catch up. But what about the people that are just living on the edge of that precipice?
That's one of the things about PrimePath. Our slogan is total financial wellness. And total is more than just the immediacy of the problems facing you today. It's the long-term vision as to getting your financial house in order, keeping it in order, and then for most people, providing for their retirement so that they truly have that long-term goal and it's accomplished over time. So it's a process of solving the immediacy, the problems that are present, but also getting the position in place so that they can comfortably retire as that phase of their life occurs.
Are we a society of people? I mean, you hear some numbers thrown out around that say people aren't, you need $2 million to retire these days, or you need $1.5 million, or most people are never going to be able to retire. Are those numbers accurate?
Well, some of those numbers, I believe, are accurate. We have situations here where people, they certainly want to retire. That's their goal. But they're not in a position. They haven't done anything. Things don't happen automatically. Things happen because you take constructive steps and planning and apply resources over time that will enable that to happen. We have programs where as we get their debt resolved, we apply the same payment we were using in resolving the debt. We then apply that into a retirement program for them. And over time, it works just exactly as the way it was programmed to work.
Wow, it's all so big and confusing. In just the last 30 minutes or 30 seconds or so, give your best advice for the financial stress we all seem to be feeling and what you want us to do about it.
Well, I think the first thing is do something. The problem doesn't solve itself. One of the advice I would have is make a no obligation, no risk phone call to us. Give us a call. 916-586-PATH. 916-586-7284. There's no cost. There's no obligation. Debt resolution itself with our program doesn't cost you anything. It saves you both time and money. It gets your debt resolved. It restores your credit, and it positions you for the remainder of the financial wellness program, which is your retirement and your future. It gets you in a position to achieve those goals. But everything starts with that first call.
And that's good advice. We all need to reduce some of that financial stress that we're all feeling. Stress we know is bad, so figure it out. Make your lists. That's the way to do it. This is Melanie Cole. We got more great show coming up. Stay well and stay tuned.